Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Friday, July 25th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, the Fire Phone is here and Lyft reaches a deal with New York City. But first, Amazon.com investors may be getting impatient as they wait for profits. Amazon posted a bigger-than-expected quarterly loss, even though sales rose 23% to more than $19 billion. The online superstore continues to plow money into new businesses and services. The new Amazon Fire smartphone is on sale today at AT&T stores. Because it's designed to make shopping on Amazon even easier, the Journal's Greg Bensinger says the phone doesn't have to be a home run for it to be a winner. Customers who use the device, which comes with a year of Prime unlimited shipping free, will be feeding new, valuable data back to Amazon that can help the company tailor merchandise recommendations to all of its users. Google wants to know what makes you healthy. The company's baseline study is a project to collect genetic and molecular information, eventually from thousands, to create a database that will help researchers identify biomarkers that can be used to detect disease much earlier than can be done now. Facebook says the SEC has dropped its probe into the company over disclosures about advertising revenue ahead of its May 2012 IPO. The commission had been investigating whether any violations had occurred when some clients of Facebook's investment bankers were notified just days ahead of the IPO that the company's ad revenue was lower than expected. The taxi hailing service Lyft has reached a deal to operate in New York City, but only after agreeing to use commercially licensed drivers like its rival Uber. Coming up, we'll take a look at how Amazon.com and other tech stocks fared today.
Hi, I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business called Podlexing. So I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. With so many job boards out there, how can you know which one will produce the best talent? Realistically, to fill the position fast and with the perfect candidate, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can do it with a single click with ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com lets you post to more than 40 job sites at once. ZipRecruiter.com also posts your job on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Just post once and watch the qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. You can screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right people fast. Try ZipRecruiter free right now and find out why it's been used by over 100,000 businesses. And right now, listeners of this program can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try ZipRecruiter for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
Stocks ended lower today, the NASDAQ falling 22 at 44.49, Dow Industrials down 123 at 16,960, the S&P was down 9. Amazon.com shares fell 9.5%. Pandora Media down 10%. Second quarter losses widened for the internet radio company as higher costs offset continued revenue growth. VeriSign shares up 11.5%. The internet domain name company reported second quarter adjusted earnings that were ahead of analyst estimates. Zillow up 9%, Trulia up almost 5%. Sources tell the Journal and other news organizations that Zillow is in advanced talks to buy Trulia. Facebook up 21 cents today. Again, the NASDAQ down 22. Remember to check out the latest news at WSJD.com. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.